you have your Bible today, hold it in the air, say this after me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I could have. Today I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess my mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'm about to receive. Turn to your neighbor and tell them, I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never, 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 never be the same. In Jesus' name, 2024, gonna be my best year yet. Come on, if you believe that, give the Lord a shout of praise all over this room. Amen. Let me pray for you, and I'm going to let you be seated. Father, I thank you today that ears are here to hear and hearts to receive, minds to comprehend. God, every eye is open. God, as you speak to us and through us today, we're at the right place, at the right time, with the right people. Give us a revelation that there'll be an impartation, so we can have a manifestation of every word promised. In your name we pray, and everyone said, amen, amen, amen. Give somebody a high five, a fist bump. You can be seated. Girl, what you doing? Always so faithful. I appreciate that. You're doing good, looking good. I want to honor Pastor today. And then, Hannah, didn't you have a birthday recently? So I added your birthday gift in his check. Make sure he gives it to you. Why don't I just give it to you and tell him when he cashes, well, y'all cash it together. So $1,000 and $250 for you. Come on, somebody, give Jesus praise. Amen, amen, amen. Well, if you have your Bibles with you today, if you'd open them up with me to, where do we want to go today? Where do we want to start? Amen. Open them up with me to Ephesians chapter 3, Ephesians chapter 3. And I sent some notes up here, and I don't know how much I'm going to stick with it because I feel a stirring in my spirit this morning. Amen. I got something on the inside trying to work its way. Hey, on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Come on, somebody. Amen. Anybody ever felt something on the inside, the Spirit of the Lord? Amen. As we was getting ready for 24, the Lord put in our heart and stirred with us in our family and our church to be the year of more, the year of more. That we would see more of God, more of His presence, more of His power, more of His provision, more of everything. Jesus prayed, oh, Heavenly Father, hallowed be Thy name, that Your kingdom come, that Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How many of y'all know if Jesus prayed that if the way it is in heaven would be on earth, it would be more on earth of what is in heaven? Amen. And that's what is in my spirit, that anywhere I go is to share the more than enough God that He is. Come on, somebody say, He's more than enough. He's an almighty God. He's an everlasting Father. Amen. And I want to talk to you today about more than enough. And sometimes that I have lost that understanding that God is more than enough. He's almighty. He's too much. He's plenty. He's not efficient. He's not just barely get along. He is more than enough. He's really too much. And I believe that you're going to have a year as you continue this year and already know it of the confession of this house without limits, that you're going to have times this year of moments with God that, God, you are too much. Me and Pastor was leaving dinner last night. We were both just in the car thanking God that, man, God, we thank you for what you have done and the life we have and getting to be friends with one another and all these years of just being able to be in covenant with another, just good old-fashioned friendship that we know that we're going to still be friends all the way till Jesus returns. And that's hard to find nowadays. People that no matter what, the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent, you remain friends. You remain covenant. Amen. Come on, somebody. And that's only because God is good. And God has given, just to me, I think, an awakening more that he's more than enough. One of God's names is El Shaddai. Some people treat him as El Cheapo, but he's not El Cheapo. He's El Shaddai. Somebody say, he's El Shaddai. That means he's more than enough. He's too much for you. He's too much for me. He's plenty. He's not barely getting along. He's not just a little bit. He's too much. Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him that is able. Somebody say, now unto him that is able. To do exceedingly, abundantly, far above all that you and I could imagine or think. God is able to go far above whatever you can imagine or think or even comprehend. This past July, I don't even believe I've shared this with Pastor yet, but this past July, I was at on a sabbatical, and while I was there, I was on the beach, and I was there taking some time off, and my son is just, and my daughter, they're doing so well. I've got three kids. I got one that's 27, one that's 24, then a 15-year-old, but my 24-year-old son, him and his wife are doing so well in our youth ministry, and anytime he preaches, if I'm out of town, when I come back, all the church people say, when's he preaching again? I'm like, excuse me, hello? Or if my daughter, my 27, she said, Michaela, if she preaches when I come back, they're just always like, hey, do you know when they're going to preach again? Can you let me know? Almost like they're going to put on their calendar, we'll be back then. And I'm like, who built this thing? Who did God use to get? But, you know, I'm honored that to see them flourishing and thriving. But in this moment, and we were getting to a place, the church was almost to a place of getting paid off and things like that. And I don't know, this is a moment that I was having, but in July I was just kind of on the beach and I was just praying and talking to God. And I was talking to God about, you know, Lord, I just think I'm about ready to hand the ball over to my children and let them take it. We almost got the place, we just a little bit longer, we'd be debt free, and I could hand them the thing debt free. And me and Marla, you know, we're gonna, amen. Come on, somebody. And just, you know, just looking at all the positive, and it's almost like trying to convince myself that this is the will of God. We were able to buy a house on the beach, and so we were there, and so I was just kind of like, you know, maybe I could start having Bible study here. Just, you know how you try to con God into something, you know what I mean? Or really con yourself into it. But I was in having this moment of just, you know, like, I'm trying to scale back. I don't want no more debt. I don't want to, you know, I really don't, I don't know. I'm 57. I don't know. Looking good, ain't it? Looking good. Somebody say, Daddy. But anyways, okay, calm down, calm down, calm down, calm down, calm down. El Shaddai, El Shaddai. He's a good God. He's good, he's good, he's good. But anyways, I'm there on the beach, and all of a sudden I'm talking about this, and out of nowhere in my spirit, I heard the Lord say to me, are you ready for next? And I went, well, yeah, Lord, that's kind of what I'm talking to you about right here, the next thing that Chastin, Michaela, you know, and we're almost out of debt. The next phase, and maybe here in Florida. My dream's always to pastor in Florida, and God had me pastor right in my hometown where I was arrested, thrown in jail, and all these things. He's put me right back in the city where the sheriffs, you know, arrested me. My mom come got me out of jail, and the sheriff told my mom, says, you might as well get ready to visit this boy in prison. My dad was in prison at the time. His dad's in prison. His brother's in a rehab right there in the city. You're going to get ready to visit this kid right here in prison. She turned to him and she said, shut your pie hole. Let me tell you something right now. There ain't no cops out there, are there? Okay. Keep them outside. Keep them for a moment. But anyways, but she said, talk to the hand because God's going to use this young man right here. And I'm like, I'm a heathen at this moment. I'm not telling my mom, shh, just get, let's go. Let's go. They're fixing to throw me back in. But she said, God's got his hand on him. God's going to use him. She would not listen to what that sheriff was saying. Even though I was guilty, they should not have let me out of there. It's a miracle, God, they let me out that day. But the thing of it is God had me go right back to the place I was a failure. Still to this day, people in my church run into people and they're like, "Oh, you over there at that, that Chad Rowe church, that ex-drug addict. Yeah, it's just crazy." They start telling them stories about my past. And I said, "Just plug your ears. Just act like you say, that's not him." Amen. But the point is that I'm sitting here thinking about, and the Lord said, "No, I want to talk to you about next." The second thing, when I finally realized what God was talking, he wasn't talking about the next of me handing the ball over, but he was talking about the next phase. And that's what I want to talk to you about and share a little bit with you. And while I was in service a moment ago, God was speaking to me about Pastor and the next phase of this church and this ministry. And hopefully I'll be able to get to that in a moment. But I heard the Lord say, "Are you ready for next?" And then the next thing I heard when I said, "Yes, Lord, I am," he said, "Then ask me again. Ask me again." And this is where this message came from, more than enough. Because I was at a place in my life of pretty much of getting out of debt, handing the ball over. I don't want to take on no more. I don't know if I want more debt, more responsibility. It's 24 years in the ministry, 33 years of my wife and I being in full-time ministry, 57 years old, just kind of like my mindset, my kids are here, they could carry the ball, and just this was just me. And all of a sudden, God wasn't looking at my ending, God was looking at my beginning. And if you allow me to prophesy to you a little bit today, is God's not looking at your ending. God is looking at your beginning. And no matter where you've come from, where you are today, he says, "You're right where I want you to be. You're right what I want." Come on. And you may think, "Well, man, God, you don't understand. Look at this. But God's next for you is bigger, better than you could ever dream, you could ever think, you could ever imagine. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, far above. Genesis chapter 17 and verse 1 and 2 in the NIV, God was talking to Abraham when he was 99 years old. It says, "And the Lord appeared unto him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless, and I will confirm my covenant between me and you will increase your numbers." The word God Almighty in the Hebrew means El Shaddai. In other words, when God showed up to Abraham when he was 99 years old, God was telling Abraham, "Abraham, listen, you may be looking at the ending. You may think it's too late. You may think this should have happened before now. I'm telling you, I'm too much. I'm more than enough. I'm God Almighty. I'm El Shaddai. There is no limits. There is no boundaries. Don't you think less. You need to start thinking big. You need to dream big. You need to expect big. Because whatever you can imagine, I'll go above and beyond that." But what happens is we're not thinking the next as the above and beyond where we are. We're sometimes, when we've been doing it for a while, we're kind of like, when I've really been in this thing a while, I'm kind of looking to try to find an ending. Don't look at me like that. I'll pray God give me a revelation for you. Some of y'all look at me like a cow looking at a new gate. Amen. But you may look at a health challenge. "God, I've been to every doctor. God, I thought you would have done it by now. I keep going to the doctor." Listen, he's God Almighty. I don't care what the report is. I don't care what the doctor says. I don't care if every exam, every test, he is El Shaddai. He's more than enough. He's too much. You know where I failed? I failed in asking God again. because I didn't ask in faith. I was one of those Christians that prayed, if it be thy will. Well, the devil says, if you don't know his will, then he could trick you. But if you know his will, Jesus said in Matthew 7, ask and it will be done. Seek, you will find. Knock, the door will be open. Not it might will. He says, ask, it'll be done. Seek, you will find. Knock, it will be open unto you. It was my asking was my problem. I was asking just for me. I was asking what I thought, not what God thought. I wasn't asking based on El Shaddai. I was asking on El Cheapo Chad. Like, I'm thinking that I don't want more. I don't want to have more debt. I don't want to have more response. I don't want to take on more land. But little did I know, there was 109 acres that God had waiting on us. And when I got back in town, next thing I know, my son found some property, brought it to us, almost $4 million piece of property. Long story short, we got the property, we own the property. We're already doing the property. We raised $500,000. It all happened in 30 days. Boom, boom. Here we are. It's mind-boggling. It's too much. And the place we purchased, it's got a wedding venue on it. And when I went over there, I refused to go. My wife found it and showed me a picture of it. Said, Chad, look what Chasten found, because our youth ministry has 450 kids every Wednesday night. It's just blowing and going. And so he's like, Dad, we need our own youth camp. Da, 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 da. My wife like, yeah. We need our own thing. And all of them are like dreaming big. I'm like, no. They all went three times, Pastor, three times out to this property. Kept inviting me to go. I ain't going. They kept sending me photos. They're all out there. It's got three lakes on the property. Dad, look, you love water. You like lakes. Look, Dad, you would love this. I'm like, delete. True story. Finally, after about three visits, they went. My wife said, Chad, would you please go? And God's dealing with me this message, and more than enough. Chad, I'm El Shaddai. I'm too much. You're not asking me. Because if you believed I was more than enough, you would ask me based on who I am. See, there's a difference in asking about your need than asking on who he is. Because if I'm only asking God what I need, it's all about my need is controlling my asking. But if I'm asking based on him being too much, and he's El Shaddai, he's more than enough, then I'm going to ask without limits. I'm going to ask without boundaries. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. I figured I had to already stop somebody from running right now. And all of a sudden, my wife said, Chad, would you please go? Everybody wants you to go. I said, okay, I went, and I got out there. As soon as I put my foot on the property, God said, this is it. Take it. And you know, he gave me a vision. Asked me, God said, Chad, if you'll step out in uncommon faith, I'll show you uncommon favor. Uncommon, not ordinary, not normal faith. What everybody, I believe. All the Bible's full of those people. You know, all the disciples in the boat, Peter stepped out with uncommon faith. Right? They all believed. Oh, yeah, that's Jesus. Yeah, how you know Jesus? And Peter said, no, you tell me to come, Lord, I'll get out of the boat. The other 11 stayed inside the boat. They believed it was Jesus. They just didn't have the uncommon faith. Peter saw uncommon favor. Everybody was touching Jesus, but there was a woman with the issue of blood. She touched him. She had uncommon faith. Jesus stopped and said, who touched me? And the disciples said, what do you mean? We're all touching you. Because it said the crowd was pressed in about him. Come on, somebody. Jesus said, no, somebody touched me. They said, I felt power, virtue leave me. Jesus did not decide her miracle. She decided her miracle. She stepped out in uncommon faith. She had uncommon favor. We're over here waiting on God to touch me. God do it. My needs controlling my asking. But when he's El Shaddai, he's too much. That's what she did. She said, when she left her house, she said, when I touch him, they said it was a little over three mile walk to Jesus. But when she walked off her porch, she started saying, when I touch him, I will be healed. That's uncommon faith. She didn't wait to get to touch him and said, I'm going to be healed. She started declaring it on the way to Jesus. What if you started declaring it on the way to church, on the way to your devotion time, on the way to your altar call, on the way to your prayer meeting? Amen. Psalms 115:14, he blesses you more and more. My Bible says we're to go from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Amen. God still has more. That's the next thing Lord said to me. He said, Chad, I still have more. The next I have for you, I still got more for you. You're trying to duck, tail, and run over here because you don't want more responsibility. I didn't want more debt. You know, people in my church, they could come and go. I think here y'all sign contracts and all kind of things like that. Like you can't leave. You know what I'm saying? Like you cut your wrists and do all that stuff. Like here, we don't have that. Y'all got allotments and all that stuff. We don't have that, don't we? They do this. See ya. I wanted to be one of those pastors that when we signed for our building years ago for $4 million, when we borrowed the money for our building, I wanted to be one of those pastors that had about 30 board members that signed the note with you. But all them had bad credit, so they wouldn't let none of them sign. They're ex-druggies. I got them all saved. Like, nope, they can't sign. Nope, they can't sign. Chad, you just 7 years since you're clean. That just fell off your credit. You can sign. They almost didn't let, because they had to put the electric bill in my name. They almost didn't let the electric bill get turned on. Truth, I'm not playing. Amen. But God said, Chad, there's still more. I still got more for you. I still got more in store. Yeah, I know you want to see your children do it. That's the dream. But if you don't keep blazing the trail, they have nothing to follow. You have to stay in this thing. And just like he told Abraham when he was 99 years old, no, Abraham, I'm too much. You're about to have a son. He just started the ministry. And that's what I want to tell you. God still has more. Amen. And I want you to get it in your spirit. God still has more. Come on, somebody say, God still has more. It's not over. God still has more. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, if you look there with me. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Everybody all right?
Yes.
1 Corinthians chapter 2. Can you put that on the screen for me? Oh, she's got it. Look at this. Pastor, here's what God spoke to me. And I'm prophesying this to pastor, to this church. Here's what God spoke to me on the beach. Chad, you ready for next? Yes, sir. Ask me again. I said, okay. And this is the verse he gave me. But as it is written, I hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of a man. The things, somebody shout the things, that God has prepared for them that love him. Does anybody in here love God? Come on, does anybody in here love God? I said, can I come down? Does anybody in here love God? You better give him a shout of praise. Come on, anybody in here love God? All right, sit down. Here's what God was telling me when I was on the beach. Chad, you've not seen it yet. You've not even heard about it yet. I've done some good work in your life. You've got a great ministry and you've seen great things happen, but the next I have for you, you've not seen it yet, you've not heard it yet, and better than that, friends, it's not on your vision board yet, it's not on your dashboard yet, it's not on the refrigerator yet, it's not even entered into your mind yet. Get this today. That's what I was getting this morning, Pastor. The things God has for you are without limits. It's not even, you've not seen it yet. And you've seen some amazing things in your life and ministry. But the next he has for you, sir, you've not seen it. You've not heard it. And it's not even entered in your mind yet. But get ready. El Shaddai is about to show you what you've never seen, what you've never heard, what's never entered your mind yet. In the name of Jesus. And I hear the Lord say, just ask him again. Can I tell you this morning? You've not seen it yet. How old are y'all? 76.
80 and a half.
I like that. That means you're still going. Yeah. See, if I was 80 and a half, I'd already say I'm 81. I'd be like, I'm already there, 81. But here's what I saw when I was up there a minute ago. He said, walk down there and tell them, you ain't seen it yet. You've seen some good. You've seen God be good, but you've not even heard it all yet. It's not even entered your mind yet. What I'm saying is the things God still has prepared. That's what I want you to get in your spirit. The things God still has prepared. You might have seen some good things before. I've seen God do good things. Pastor's seen God. Many of you in this room can get on that microphone today and testify how good God has been. But what I come to tell you this morning, you've not seen, you've not heard, it's not even in your mind yet. The things God still has prepared for those that love God. And all he says is, ask me again. Because many of us here today, when we were believing him for the things, the lost loved one, me and my house would be saved. Me and my house would serve the Lord. We got that lost loved one. And we took that scripture, Joshua 24. Me and my house will serve the Lord. And we took that and says, God, by the right of your word, I'm asking based on what your word says. So you asked him. And you seen it. But what I'm here to tell you, there's things that you've not even visualized yet. See, this property we just purchased, 109 acres. It's got lakes on it. It's got a 5,000 square foot house. It's got a wedding venue. I wasn't planning to have no wedding venue. But the wedding venue is booked through 25. Wow. Little did I know, the wedding venue that's booked through 25 pays the mortgage. And God gave me a word and said, uncommon faith will get uncommon favor. He said, I need you to get, believe me, for 100 people to be one of 100, to get $5,000. I said, Lord, we've never, 24 years of ministry, we've never done that. That's, I get weak knees thinking about it. He said, I want you to get up and I want you to ask people, bring them out to the property, the people that are still living in the house, bring them out here, get 100 people, invite them out here, one of 100, and then text your closest friends, share the vision with them, which I text pastor. He was the second person that cash at me, no, or Zelle, whatever he did, $5,000 within, it might have been 30 seconds after I sent him the picture of the property, boom, $5,000. That's why when he asked me to come here today, yes, I'll cancel church. El Shaddai, I'm coming. That's real deal. No hesitation. $5,000, boom. And the Lord said, there's what? I said, yeah, but I need 99 more. See, I hadn't seen it yet. My wife saw it. My son seen it. He found the property because he wants to build a youth camp. He's got faith for it. I do now, but I didn't have faith for it. It's like $10 million for the camp he wants. I'm like, hey, yeah. No. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? We just built a brand new home on the lake. I'm like, this is retirement now. This is retirement. Amen. Amen. But God said, Chad, I'm ready to do the next. What you've never seen. You haven't heard it yet. The biggest piece, it's not even entered into the mind of a man yet. You haven't even thought about it yet. You like your house. You like your life. Some of you ain't thought about being a missionary. You ain't thought about a mission trip. I ain't going on no mission trip. Don't say that. You better delete this message today. I ain't asking nothing. Because when he told me to ask him again, he said, don't ask me what you think. Because what I'm going to leave with you. Is that my clock? Yes. I got 8 minutes left?
Yes.
Okay. Who give me 5 more minutes? 5, 10, 15, 20, 20. I'm like a barbed wire preacher. Point here, point there, point there. Y'all don't know what barbed wire is? Y'all ain't from the country. All right, let me finish. What was I saying? Y'all wasn't even listening. What I ain't, oh, ask again. See, Pastor, I've been asking what I could see. Asking what I could see, what I could hear. But I'm a faith man.
Right, right.
We walk by faith,
yes.
Not by sight.
Right.
That's why I love being around this guy. He's a faith man.
Yes.
And your environment will change you before you change it. Stop, cry, baby. Okay. And we had the hope. We had in 30 days. We had over 500,000 come in, and we were supposed to close on this property in December 15th. We closed on it in February 9th. So the money came in 30 days. What we needed, But we kept having to get extension after extension. So the next lesson I learned is delay does not mean denied. Every delay is in my favor, right? But God wanted us to really close in February the 9th. Hello? Because 24 was the year of more. Come on. And 23 was access granted, so we had access to the property. But we closed in 24 because of the year of more. And so, anyways, it's a 5,000 square foot house on it, fully furnished, three lakes on the property, wedding venue, could hold 200 people in the chapel, wedding chapel on the property. I should have brought a picture of it, but beautiful place out there. Y'all want to get married? Come to Texas. It's got $100,000 worth of Texas Longhorn cows on the property that I told them I'll only buy the property if you leave everything here. I just get you clothes and go. Unlike, you know, when the children of Israel went into Jericho, they took the jewelry, they took everything. Like Joel chapter 2. The pastor, this is a word that I got a while ago while I was, and I'm going to wrap it up. 47. Right? 47. 4 is the number of man. 4 represents when God made man. He breathed into man because the triune God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, 3, then God made man. The fourth man in the fire, Jesus, it's the order of God. When God and man become one. 7 is God's perfect number. When 47, you and God, the Spirit, the Son, and then number 7, God's perfection. God's perfected things, and this will be a perfected year in your life. Joel chapter 2, if you look there with me, I want you to look in Joel 2. It says, fear not, verse 21, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Another translation says, for the Lord has, amplified says, he has done great things. Verse 23 says, be glad then, children of Zion. I wrote destiny and the Roe family, so I put your name in there. The Lord has given you the former rain, the latter rain, and he's going to give you the former and the latter rain in the first month. And the verse 24, and the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vaults shall overflow. And I will restore the years. The former rain, I studied this the other day, looking at it for some stuff God was speaking to us. The former rain is, in Hebrew calendar, is October and November. The latter rain is, in the Hebrew calendar, is March and April. So God says, I'm going to give you this season, I'm going to give you the former and the latter at the same time. And it's always the former and the latter at the same time is at the latter. So March and April, he's going to give you October, November, former and latter at the same time, and it'll give you the rain. And the Amplified verse 24 says this, and the threshing floor shall be full of wheat and your grain, and the vault shall overflow with juice of the grape and oil. And then verse 25, the Amplified says, and I will restore, but I like this other word, or I will replace. What I heard the Lord say, Pastor, is this. I'm about to juice you. You ever had juice? Those juices, you know, they put all that stuff in there. It's good for you. The Lord says, I'm about to give you fresh juice that's going to energize you. It's going to fuel you. This juice that I'm going to give you, this fresh juice, it's going to take you to see what I am going to give you eyes to see. You're going to start hearing what I'm going to have you hear, and you're going to start thinking things that you've never even thought of yet, things that I still have prepared. And then I heard the Lord say, I'm giving you fresh oil, because this fresh oil is going to make the squeaky, the rusty, the any of those hinges that seem to be hard doors to be opened. When I give you fresh oil, things are going to move so smooth, smoother than they've ever been before. Ha ha. Yeah, this juice is going to come in your life, and it's going to give you fresh juice and fresh oil in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to replace, that's what I heard the Lord say, I'm going to replace, 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 replace. Not just restore, but I'm going to replace the years. There's been some years in both of y'all. There's been some years, the Lord says, yep, there's been some years, but I'm about to replace it, and you won't even miss those years. Those years that you have talked about before, that you felt sometimes, are we missing those? He said, not now, not now, not now, because what eyes haven't seen, what ears haven't heard, what's not even entered your mind yet, says the Lord, the things I have still prepared. But I'm giving y'all fresh juice. Fresh oil in the name of Jesus. And it's going to cause everything to be so smooth and easy in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And if you're going to receive it in this house today, come on, I hear the Lord say, I'm about to juice you. I'm about to juice you. You're about to get some fresh juice. Some fresh juice. I hear the Lord saying, you're going to wake up in the morning. You're going to wake up in the morning, you're going, man, something about that juice. Oh, that juice has got me energized today. I'm feeling happy. Woo, Jesus, thank you for that juice. It's going down and it's changing everything. Some of you, your marriage has been squeaky, but this fresh oil, it's not going to be squeaky no more. Those old doors, those hinges have been squeaking. It's been hard to open, to get access. No, this fresh oil, that door, be careful, it's going to fly open, might hit you. It's going to open quick. Because what eyes haven't seen, what ears haven't heard, what's not even entered into your mind, it's not even on your vision board. It's not even in your confession yet. The things God still has prepared for those that love God. And if you love Him today, stand and lift your hands and thank Him. Thank you. Lord, I thank you for the juice, the oil. God, allow their eyes to see. Let the ears begin to hear the things you still have prepared. Today you qualified yourself by getting in the house. Those of you watching online today, you tuned in today and you're still there. You qualified yourself today for the next. Today in Jesus' name, if you're standing or watching online today, just hear the Lord say, ask me again. God, I want to see what I haven't seen. God, I want to hear what I haven't heard. God, I want what I've not even thought about yet, the things you have still prepared for me and my house and my family. I want to please you, God. In Jesus' name.